This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up absolutely anything. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And again, join us at freetalklive.com. The site allows you to influence the stuff you hear on this show. You know, if you don't want to call in and bring stuff up, then you have to rely on us to talk about things that are interesting. And you can help supply us with those interesting things by submitting them to our website at freetalklive.com. You can vote up and vote down on the ones you like and dislike, and the most popular ones make it to the top of the website, freetalklive.com. Now, last hour, Zach called in toward the end of the hour. So for our listeners just tuning in, we're going to recap this. I'm going to recap what he was saying, because I think it's a really important question. Zach, you've been visiting a website called Government Is Good. Is it governmentisgood.com?
If you just Google Government Is Good, it's the first link. I've gone on to other websites since then, so I'm not sure the exact link.
Well, the reason it's a website written by an academic, a professor at some college, I think down in Massachusetts, who is just very, very anti liberty-minded people. He does not like libertarians, or certainly would not like voluntarists or anybody else with a true liberty mindset. And he spends pages and pages and pages attempting to rebut anything that anybody from a liberty perspective might be able to say. It's a fairly
constitutional people and all that stuff. So he's, yeah. He takes it on, you know, all over the place.
Governmentisgood.com, Douglas J. Amy, professor of politics at Mount Holyoke College. So it's actually right down the road from King, New Hampshire, about an hour and a half. That's where Holyoke is, at least. I figure Mount Holyoke is nearby. So you were actually reading one segment where the suggestion is that in a free marketplace, that bigotry, racism, intolerance, hatred of people who are different – would be more commonplace and would be unstoppable.
Right. And this is contrary to black thinkers of the – I think W.E.B. Du Bois. This is the one that I know of for certain. I think he was late 19th century. He may have been early 20th century. But what his claim was is that black people, in order to be treated fairly, needed to get out there in the marketplace and provide goods and services in the marketplace, because that's what brought people together. That is how people, that's how you're going to be treated equally. And I can tell you, being a salesperson, that suddenly once somebody wants to buy my product, their ethnicity isn't important to me. You know, even their political philosophy is not that important to me. I like them a little more when they want to spend several thousand dollars on Free Talk Live. Suddenly their product looks better, their complexion looks better, they are a more beautiful person when they want to spend that kind of money with me. And that's how everybody is when it gets down to it. They've all got their price, everybody. And so it's about doing business. And yes, I think that in a free market, that actually you would see people coming together more. That you have the divisions, the separation, the bigotry, and the racism that exists today because of government and the divisions it costs. And I'd like to back that up, if I may. Okay, so there's the racism that goes against black people, and I know that it's been terrible, and many black people feel that they suffer as a result of it, and there's this kind of counter-racism that goes on among white people. They're like, look, I know things were bad, but I didn't have anything to do with it. I never owned any black people. I know you were treated poorly, and I'm sorry for that, but it had nothing to do with me. Please leave me alone. Don't get me fired from a job because of my skin color, and it doesn't fit into whatever the quota is that's out there. So, That's kind of how it goes. That causes the divisions that we have today.
Zach, did you want to comment? Because I've got something I want to jump in on.
I wanted to comment on that, too, actually. I like what Mark was saying. I think the underlying part of that is really, you know, money is a reflection of it, but the point of it is peaceful cooperation. And if you think about, you know, a lot of people, I think this guy gets turned off to the notion of money, that money sort of corrupts things. That money makes things evil when they would otherwise be, you know,
well, except when it's in the hands of the state.
Evil. Well, yeah, I think that this is an important thing to talk about, because money is in essence, the opposite of violence. Because if you're looking at carrot and the stick ways of motivating people, you can motivate someone by threatening them. You can motivate someone by saying, I'm going to hurt you if you don't do as I say. Mm-hmm. Or you can offer them an incentive. And that incentive, money is just one of those. I mean, it could be other incentives, but that is the nature of the free market. The free market is peacefulness, and that's what I like about it, because I mean, everything, all of my philosophy that, and the reason why I'm drawn to the notion of free interaction between people is because I want peace, and that is at the core of all my beliefs. I mean, my beliefs in property rights are derived from my opposition to violence. So, you know, carrot and the stick.
Here's what
money
I see happening is, I think he might have a point to this, because I do see it happening, where it's probably not going to be, you know, on every corner. But if you're a cop and you go to a Hell's Angels fundraiser, things like that, I mean, it's going to happen. Whether or not it's good or bad or who can do anything about it, I'm not sure.
Okay, let me jump in here, because I haven't had a chance to answer the original question. I think that that in the free marketplace, things that we've always said on this show is that it's not going to be a utopia. There's not going to be this, you know, perfect place in general where everybody gets along perfectly.
Sure.
And, well, hold on now, Mark.
Okay.
The point I want to make on this is that, so yes, in a free marketplace, there very well could be a store owner who decides, I don't want to sell to them women or blacks or gays or children or whatever it is, you know, whatever a group that he wants to discriminate against. There is going to be that person who's going to do that. And essentially what Doug Amy is saying at the Government is Good website is, well, that's why we need government to come in and make it so that that bigoted man has to sell to these people. And what I have to say to that is, why on earth would you, as somebody who this bigoted jerk doesn't like, want to come in and buy products and services from him in the first place? Let him be the bigot that he wants to be and allow him to suffer for
it
in the marketplace. Allow
him
to
regulations
suffer.
That make him not be a bigot anymore would protect him from that.
There's room in the marketplace for people that want ethnocentric kind of products. Think about the Sons of Italy out there. Are you familiar with clubs like this, caller?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Hello?
I'm not.
He said he is, but I'm not.
Okay. I was asking him.
Okay, and explain for everyone.
There are clubs out there that are based on ethnicity. People from Sweden, people from Ireland, people from Italy. They're targeted at that. Here in Keene, I think it's called the Italian Americans Club or something like that.
Yeah.
And the idea is why would you want to go in there if you're Samoan? I mean, what do you have going on? Now, if they have some kind of function, maybe everybody supposed there's a Hawaiian day, and, you know, everybody brings their own Samoan. That's, you know, all those things are cool, but some people want to segregate themselves based on ethnicity for whatever reason. If you want to go into, some club that where you can drink and smoke and talk about how great, well, the fact that you have Italian forefathers is, fine. I don't really care if that's what you want to do. I think that there are places the marketplace is going to punish people for being bigoted, but I think that there's places where it exists and it's okay.
So similarly, I would also say that if indeed this, you know, this worst case scenario that he presented that, well, you know, the bigots could all get together and have their own little bigot town. Okay, that's already the case in some places, because when you have bigots and you give them power, then what do you get? Because that's what we have now, is we have a monopoly on violence, and if the bigots get in charge of the monopoly on violence, then all of a sudden you get rules that enforce their bigotry. As you did with the Jim Crow laws in the past, and there are other things today that are more subtle that are targeted against poor people. And
but
which, of course,
Ian, that's why we need Democrats in government, not Republicans. So we need government is good as long as Democrats are in power.
Because no Democrat could possibly be bigoted.
Right, yeah.
Right,
right.
Exactly.
And I'd like to point out I've been told that Stefan Molyneux, one of the great freedom thinkers of our time, has challenged the Government is Good guy to a debate and got no response.
I can't say I'm surprised by that. Zach, I'll let you.
They can't stand the light of day.
Zach, do you have a response? Should we hang on to you?
Yeah, I'd like to hold through.
We'll bring it back. 800, because we've been dominating the second.
Yeah. 800-259-9231,
the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let the marketplace work and let the market punish those people for their bigotry, not some sort of government, arbitrary government rule that we all forced to pay for.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamily today.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-310-4193. That's 800-310-4193. 800-310-4193.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in via the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. That number is 1-800-259-9231. And that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online. Our website is freetalklive.com. We've got archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. You can click into our podcast and go all the way back to the beginning of 2009. It's all free at freetalklive.com.
And HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can get .whatever, too. You can create your very own website with their free website builder tools and templates. Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at HostGator.com host you. Use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Don't use code FTL. Don't get the first month free at HostGator.com.
All right, let's continue here. Zach is still with us from Minnesota. You're back on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines. We've been talking about a website, Government is Good, which is just an out-and-out attack on people that, well, people like us that understand that government is violence, that government is force, and that force is not good. The aggressive force is never good. And so he brings up the idea that in the absence of the government in a true free marketplace, we'd have a bunch of bigots, and those bigots would no longer be prohibited by the government from engaging in their bigotry, and so therefore it would be hell on earth. Go ahead with your thoughts, Zach.
Well, the more I've kind of read his whole essay here and gotten really into it, it shouldn't shock me so much as it does, because I kind of read and knee-jerk reaction was to call you guys and, you know, pick your brains about it. But it really shouldn't surprise me, because he's obviously on the left side of the spectrum, and it always comes down to race with them. I guess it shouldn't surprise me that when we talk about property rights, he deflects and goes into this whole thing about how we're going to turn into, you know, Mobile, Alabama again.
Yeah, but, the logical fallacy here is that government is the solution. I mean, it's easy to put out a problem and say this is this horrible problem and that's why we need government. And if anyone says, well, you know, if someone presents, like, well, let's try to solve this problem a different way, there's this presumption that government is the one and only solution, which is, I think, absolutely horribly wrong, especially when we look at all the things that government was put in place to prevent, all the problems that it's supposed to solve, and it hasn't by any far stretch of the imagination.
Dale, as a gay man, don't you need the government to help you out? Don't you need the government to protect you, to make it so you can buy from stores that
you know, I used to think that that was, you know, but and I actually kind of explained it away as well. There's all these other protections for race and religion and everything, and as long as that's there, this is a common track that people go down. Well, all these other things are there. It needs to be fair, so it needs to also have sexual orientation needs to be covered as well for discrimination laws, you know. I think at some point I just realized how silly it all was, and I'm just really want to get rid of all of them. I don't like discrimination. I certainly don't want to be discriminated against myself. But I don't want to see a violent solution to the problem of discrimination, and that's what government is.
So, Zach, what else did you want to share on this?
Well, to sum up this point real quick, I totally agree that the marketplace would weed these guys out. I don't think, especially today in our media-driven world, I don't think that guy's going to last too long. He's going to have people protesting in front of the store, and besides that, no one's going to want to do business with him.
That's a true statement in the kind of mixed society that we have today, where there are reasonable people like us around to oppose people like him. But let's take it to the worst extreme. Let's take it to the idea that, you know, the white supremacists out there decide to go ahead and move into Selma, Alabama, or wherever it is they decide to go, somewhere in Utah, who knows. They all want to move in together and have their little white zone, put up the fences to keep the Mexicans out as though they'd want to come into a white supremacist area in the first place, you know, build up all the security around and don't let anybody but white Anglo-Saxon Protestant males and females into that area. Fine. Please. In fact, I would love to see that happen. Please take all of the white supremacists away from where I am and move them all somewhere else. I would love that. Go ahead. Let's see how great their little paradise is when they don't let anybody in who's different from them to do business with them. And they're all, you know, they just have this incestuous little white world out in the middle of the desert somewhere. Have a blast with all your hatred. Just keep it away from me. As far as I'm concerned, that'd be one of the best things that could happen.
And I think that I really do think they would suffer massively economically trying to be so seclusionist. I really do.
Look at North Korea.
It's not good. Economically, free trade is very good, and having arbitrary, stupid rules about trading with people and doing business with people over things like their race or their religion or their sexual orientation is
gouging bad your profits.
It's really bad. Right. It's economically very bad news.
Okay, guys, and my second point, this I've taken up more time than I originally intended to, and I'm sure you guys have other callers.
Oh, no worries. It's a good conversation.
Point that I wanted to get to. So as you guys, as at least Mark and Ian know, I don't know about Dale, probably not. I wanted to be a law enforcement officer ever since I got out of high school. That was my big thing. Ever since I've come into the liberty mindset, I kicked that to the curb. It didn't sit right with me anymore, and now I'm going into emergency health care. And I've been thinking about this, and I don't know what would happen. How would emergency medical care, as far as ambulances, EMTs, things like that, how would that work? Does it just rely on the person to buy ambulance insurance or to have that in their health insurance? What if the person doesn't have some sort of coverage? If that was the system, they have a heart attack, there's an ambulance a mile down the road with a hospital, they could take care of them, but this person doesn't have any sort of coverage, so do we just let them die? What happens with that?
What happens when a car breaks down on the side of the road and somebody doesn't have AAA?
I suppose they take care of it themselves.
They call a wrecker, or they let it sit there, or whatever it is that they decide that they're going to do, but they manage to somehow get that car towed if they need to. I'll grant you, it's cheaper if you have AAA. If you've planned ahead and you have the insurance set up, then somehow or another AAA makes it financially viable for them to give you, you know, this cheap coverage. However, that wrecker will come out there for $100 and pull you out. I had a situation where I foolishly drove my BMW, someplace where I shouldn't have. I didn't realize the road ended, and I thought that it would, you know, go a little farther. And I got caught in some sugar sand down in Florida. The guy had to come out with a winch and pull me out. There was no getting out, I can assure you.
Yeah.
And he charged me $100 or $120. I argued with AAA, and they finally paid half of it or something like that. But that guy came out, and he was there within a few minutes. So
and
the ambulances would come.
And there's charities. There's a place for charities where you have, like, even if they're not running the ambulances themselves, which is a possibility.
The hospital has a charity wing.
Just how you have, there's a charitable shelter in Keene right now that was started because the other shelters were not able to keep up with the pace. And so it might be that, or it might just be a case of, you know, people who are, if an ambulance company services someone and it turns out they're not insured, it's really bad on their PR if they're letting people die. You know, that's horrible. But you know, even if they service people like that, and then there's charities that can step in and help pay bills and things
for
people if someone turns out not to be insured.
And, of course, in a true free market, healthcare would be a lot cheaper because of competition, innovation, and not having all the government regulations. Plus, look into private ambulance services. They already exist. In fact, up here in Keene, New Hampshire, there's a private ambulance service called Deluzio, and they are known for being the best in town. I don't think you have to have a contract with them. You just call them when you need them. Thanks for the call. We're coming up.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at Ratchet M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. Our wiki, over 2,000 pages, created by listeners like you. Go to wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. You can see it and edit virtually anything there. Wiki.freetalklive.com.
At Free Talk Live, we've talked about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, and barter currency for years. Well, now we've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some very special rates on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces. U.S. Eagles, British Sovereigns, 20 francs, Lakota Nation silver rounds, Montana silver reserves, walking Liberty halves. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Check them out. And, of course, a portion of those purchases comes back to Free Talk Live. So not only are you getting really great rates on gold and silver that you should be purchasing anyway, you're also supporting Free Talk Live and the syndicate that brings you Free Talk Live. Gold.freetalklive.com.
All right. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. So, Mark, you had a story from Arizona that you had wanted to share tonight about somebody being targeted because their skin is brown, and the law that everybody's been talking about over the past couple weeks hasn't even gone into effect yet. What's going on out there?
Well, this is from CarlosMiller.com, and it's a great blog that Carlos does. He says, even though the controversial Arizona law that allows cops to use skin color as probable cause has not gone into effect, authorities have wasted no time in detaining American-born citizens simply because they look too Hispanic. Now, I'd like to point out, many people will tell you, well, they can only do it, they can only check your license once you've done something illegal. No, the statement is a lawful contact, and it's lawful for a police officer to walk up and talk to you.
That's called a contact.
So essentially, a police officer can walk up to you and ask you for your driver's license.
Because he's suspicious.
Right, and you need to provide it, because you could be breaking the law by being in this country illegally. So anyway, or as they would say it, because they were not carrying their papers with them at the time, including their birth certificates. And this is really it. You know, the driver's license isn't enough for them as far as they're concerned. Somehow they can't trust their own state's piece of identification. Some people still agree with this law. Let's not forget that we live in a country where we don't even have to identify ourselves unless we are being lawfully detained or at least operating a motor vehicle. And ever since the civil rights movement, lawful detainment meant that cops needed at least a little more probable cause than skin color. The latest incident involves, not surprisingly, Sheriff Joe Arpaio's deputies who detained an American-born woman while conducting an immigration raid at a McDonald's.
By the way, I hear he's running for governor now.
That'll be a great place. The woman, who is a manager, is a mother, a wife, and is fluent in English. But her skin was brown, so that obviously gave deputies enough probable cause to detain. There's video footage, by the way.
Now, here. What brought them down to the – they were just getting some food, or what were they there for in the first place?
All the information I have is at CarlosMiller.com.
Okay. Gotcha.
About 20 other McDonald's employees were said to be illegal immigrants, which just goes to prove that they are stealing our jobs, at least our minimum wage part-time jobs that normally go to high school students. This is what Arpaio said about the detainment. That's just normal police work, he shrugged in a news conference following the raid. Sometimes you have probable cause. You do take people in for questioning, and they're released. That's it. No big deal. He's right about one thing. It's just normal police work. Police abuse probable cause on a daily basis throughout the country when it comes to simple matters as taking or shooting cops of video. Excuse me, videos of cops. They did it to me twice. Even though there's nothing in the law books to allow them to do so. Now, are we going to give these cops in Arizona legal permission to shake down citizens at will?
Oh, wait a minute. Who are we, and how would we give them that permission? I don't think they're not going to ask us.
I'm going to give someone else permission to harass you. Ian.
Yeah. Well, he's right.
I'm going to use my authority. Oh, wait, I don't have any authority to do
he's
that.
He's right.
So I'm going to give it to someone else.
That your permission, that your approval of this behavior matters. If everybody in America disapproved of this behavior,
it wouldn't happen. That's
it
true.
Wouldn't happen.
That's true.
So, how bad is it going to get when the law goes into effect? At least one other American-born citizen was jailed in Arizona when he was not carrying his birth certificate, and we talked about it the other night, and here's a link to it. Pima County Sheriff Clarence Dupnik, who apparently is the anti-Arpaio, said that he will refuse to enforce any law because it is racist and disgusting. But when you have a guy like Arpaio, who has been racially profiling citizens for years, the last thing you want to do is give him a green light to ask for your green card.
Mm-hmm.
So, Carlos Miller, another great blog post.
Yeah.
CarlosMiller.com. Go over there and check out the video, too.
Have you seen the video?
Yeah. I watched it. I can't say that I can quote it word for verbatim or anything like that, but it was on. Yeah.
So, how long did they hold this one for?
It wasn't terribly long, but she had to get her driver's license.
And they pulled her out of her job, or was she just arriving to work? I missed that detail in the story. Was that there?
She was... I think that she was at work. She was one of the managers.
Wow. It's amazing. And it's just the tip of the iceberg. As he points out, the law technically hasn't gone into effect yet, but clearly they don't need to. I mean, it's just a technicality, really, it seems. It's just going to – it's one of those things that after the fact is going to legitimize what they're already doing. And, of course, the average McDonald's worker is not going to be able to hire a lawyer to fight this kind of stuff. So you're just going to see them just attacking people who are of little means. They're going to go. They're not going to go after the Hispanic guy driving the Lexus. They're going to go after the Hispanics, you know, that are driving beaters. They're going to go after people that they know they can pick on, as they normally do.
But even if they go after the guy who's driving the Lexus, what's he really going to do about it?
I mean, he could hire a lawyer and fight it.
If he wants to spend $10,000, or he can just hand over his ID. You know? I mean, yes, they're not going to go after him and demand his birth certificate, generally, unless he gets a little fussy with them. But, you know, they're going to get his ID from him just because it's the easiest thing to do, generally. I mean, the vast majority of Americans, if they have the choice of showing their ID or going to take a trip downtown for 8 hours to sit in a holding cell while they... you know, have to deal with the cops, they're going to show their ID.
Totally. And that's why it keeps going. And that's why here people are standing up for their rights, and it's actually slowing down, I think. The impression I have is it's slowing down their tendency to just step all over your rights.
You mean here in New Hampshire?
Yes.
When I was in prison, I knew a guy who was in prison for not having his ID. He had been out on probation, and, you know, probation means that you have to follow a stricter set of rules than you did previously. And he went down. I'm sure he violated other things, in the past. But whatever. He went down the convenience store just in a pair of cutoff jeans or whatever to get a pack of cigarettes. And he didn't have his license on him, and cop, I don't know what happened beyond that, but the cop brought him in, the probation officer violated him, and he was literally in prison for that. At least that's what he said.
Well, there's at least a little bit of good news coming out of Arizona. Apparently they haven't managed to screw everything up. According to the Associated Press, they are ending a groundbreaking and contentious program that puts speed cameras along Phoenix-area freeways and in vans deployed across the state. So apparently they are looking to completely eliminate the program at this point. Now, the article goes on to say that it's not going to affect the local cameras. So Phoenix, the city of Phoenix, could still have their own speed cameras. But as far as the state government in Arizona is concerned, they are ending the camera program. That's good news.
Yeah, that's a huge victory, and I'd say it's probably to no small extent for the activity that's going on with the Freedom Phoenix guys over there. And they've been doing all kinds of anti-speed camera stuff in the past. Speed cameras are a great little fundraising tool for the government, and these guys have thrown a monkey wrench in that. They're not, I don't think, as dangerous as stoplight cameras, which are much more common around America. But they're also, it's difficult to know who is driving.
According to the story, they had estimated originally the program would bring in $90 million in revenue in its first year, but actual revenue fell far short as many motorists ignored notices received in the mail. That's kind of a surprise. You'd think that most people would just go right ahead and pay up because they're scared of what will happen if they don't. So I wonder how that ended up fleshing out. Anyway, good news, though. They're getting rid of the cameras in Arizona, so that's great. 800-259-9231, but they'll probably put them up. They'll probably put new cameras up to catch brown people soon, so don't get don't get too excited about it. There's more on the way you can take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-204-9602. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. Call 1-800-204-9602. That's 800-204-9602. 800-204-9602.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time maybe for your call to make it now. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian here.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. So enjoy those, including our news updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about the show. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get on the list. And also, remember, you can help support Free Talk Live by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. You head over to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options. We'll take that $3 a month in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board with the show, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Plus, you get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, podcast, and more. Get the details, get signed up. Get the perks at amp.freetalklive.com.
And the phone line's brought to you by SACL CAI. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
Also, I hear that Jason Osborne from SACL CAI will be attending this year's Porcupine Freedom Festival.
That will make the party.
I think the rumor is he's actually going to be joining the caravan on the way up to the Pork Fest.
There are several caravans all over.
So he will be part of one of the
LibertyCaravan.com?
No, that's an old site. That's not not the current caravan. I don't know what the current site is. Go to porkfest.com to learn more.
That's a good idea.
All right, so let's continue here. Ladies first, Stephanie is on the amp lines in New Hampshire. Stephanie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind
today? Well, you were talking about sort of these anti-immigration people in Arizona, and it reminded me of something that happened to me this week, which was that somebody emailed me, and he wanted to interview me on his radio show. And at first I thought, oh, okay, that's cool.
Where do you find you, on Lou Rockwell?
Yes.
Okay.
I write various articles about different things online on libertarian websites, so I'm sure he found me from there. But he was asking me to be on his show, and I kind of scrolled down the email, and what I found out was that he sent like a bio, and it was kind of like peppered with these references to the New World Order and the Masons and like the Zionists controlling the media. And then I scrolled down a little more, and it said that he claimed to be the first 9/11 truther and was involved with, like, starting a couple of militias.
Oh, boy.
And then it got even better.
After How that, could it? Said,
this is the best part. It started off by saying, I'm not racist, but...
Oh, that's all you need.
I'm not racist. I just want the government to, quote, do its job and protect our borders. And that was, like, all in caps with exclamation points.
Oh, boy. You know, and I don't think that everybody that wants to shut down the border and keep out illegal immigrants is a racist.
Not all of them.
But they are on that same side.
But this guy followed up that statement with, I'm white and proud of it.
Oh, lovely.
Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you say? And did you even respond to this guy?
I did not respond, and it turned me off so much. Like, I felt like, okay, I have so little in common with this person, I just don't even want to respond to this email, even though he wants to interview me. But I kind of was thinking, well, I was sort of kicking around the idea of maybe, you know, having a little fun with it, going on and sort of challenging some of these views that he has about Mexicans. He said something in his email like the Mexicans are becoming the Bolsheviks or something like that, and it was so ridiculous. So I'm sure if I actually went on the show that it would probably turn into, like, a shouting match between us. And I was kind of just calling to, like, get your opinion. Like, is it even worth talking to someone like this? Or is there any common ground that I should bother to try finding? Like, you know, maybe we agree on
I don't see why. I would not want to find common ground with somebody that is bigoted. I just, you know, for me, that's such a big turnoff. Like, I don't care. There are so many prospects for liberty out there. I'm not interested in recruiting somebody who's coming from that perspective. Maybe down the line they'll come to their senses and they'll realize that we're all just human beings and we're all the same. But I don't feel like that's the cross that I want to bear to try to bring them on board.
There's what I think. Just few people that seem to have an unhealthy obsession with just the numbers to the point of...
The big tent mentality.
Yeah. To the point of, like, let's just get anyone and everyone who will just bump up the numbers, and I just...
Can you fog a mirror? We want you in our movement.
I've never been of that mindset. I've always been a quality over quantity guy, and I say that for a lot of different things, but I think that, you know, the same goes when it comes to recruiting people, and I see the same thing just specific as far as trying to draw people who, like, there's people who say they're moving to New Hampshire, they've already decided they're moving to New Hampshire, and then they're trying to decide where to go. And then they seem to, like, fish around for who's going to subsidize them to move there. And I'm like, if we need to subsidize you to come here, then I you know, that's we don't need you that bad. We're not that desperate. We really aren't. We're getting a lot of people steadily in here. And
so
you know.
I'd like to jump in. I would probably take him up on the interview option. I feel like I'm at the place where I'm kind of getting like Neo when he was, you know, dodging the bullets there when they're coming at him. And I'd like to get to the point where I can just stop them, you know? And I would like to be able to talk to this guy with love and respect and see how it goes. Because
couldn't hurt.
I know I can wade in and I can, you know, take him on like Agent Smith. And I know I can do it. I do this for a living. I can fight really good on the radio. And chances are good he's not as good at it as I am.
Yeah,
however,
he's got the pot. He can pot you down. And
he has some advantages, as did Agent Smith. You saw what happened to him. And I think I'd like to get to the point where the bullets don't matter anymore, that I get to control the bullets. And I think that the way to get there is through using the ideas of love and respect with people and seeing how that goes. I don't know whether I'm ready for it, Stephanie, and I don't know whether you're ready for it, but I would probably go and do it just for kicks. Don't worry. The dozen people—that's
a guarantee.
The dozen people that hear this are probably not going to be converted anyway.
Well, yeah, because he's got listeners that are likely on board with his mindset. And do we want to bring those people up here? Do we want them in the movement? No. No, I would say no to both of those. But like Mark says, maybe it'd be entertaining. And you've got your own podcast, Pork Therapy. That's Pork with a C Therapy.
Yeah, but
maybe you could put that on your show.
She isn't fighting like a ninja on Saturday nights with people in Pork Therapy. Generally, I don't imagine.
I'm just saying you could get more than 12 listeners if you recorded it on your side and then released it via your podcast.
Well, we did just release a show about ostracism today, so maybe I should put that into practice and not email this guy back.
Up to you.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll let you know what I decide.
Yeah, definitely do that. And thank you, Stephanie, for the call. Appreciate hearing from
you.
Thank you. Yep, 800-259-9231. Let's go to Sean in Minnesota. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hello, guys. There is a bill pending before the Senate right now. It's S-3081, and it is entitled the Enemy Belligerent Interrogation, Detention, and Prosecution Act. And if you look at Section 5 of the stupid thing here, it says an individual, including a citizen, whatever that term means, determined to be an unprivileged enemy belligerent. And they're using the term very vaguely. They're not even describing, they're not being specific about what the heck they mean by belligerent. Are they talking about somebody attacking a government building?
No, it's where you say something, right? It's where you say things that they don't like. Because if you attack, you're an enemy combatant. But if you just say things, you're a belligerent, as I understand it.
That is typically how the term belligerent is used. However, if you look up the term belligerent in an encyclopedia, it actually does have a different definition. But I, like you, I used to think that term had a different meaning because of how it's typically used.
Well, I think the idea here, we've heard about this in the we've heard about the enemy belligerent bill that you're I think it's the one you're talking about, because we discussed this concept.
Yes.
The idea is that, well, they've got all these rules for combatants, and now they want to stop people from speaking about, you know, the ideas of terror, etc., and bomb making, or whatever it is that they want to stop. So it's basically a criminalization of speech. That's as I understood the news when I first heard it.
They want to shut down any semblance of free speech, free expression, and free assembly any sliver of it that we still have. Now is the time to resist this before this goes up for a vote. And I mean, look,
I don't care if it goes up for a vote. I'm going to keep talking about freedom, and if they want to call that belligerence, you know, the question really becomes is what are they going to label as belligerence? And Sean, we're short on time, but I thank you for the call tonight. It has been Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition of the program. Don't forget to visit Dale over at his website, anarchyinyourhead.com. We will see you online in the meantime on our website at freetalklive.com. And don't forget, you have just days remaining, about a week left, to get registered for the early bird discount at porkfest.com for the upcoming 2010 Porcupine Freedom Festival. PORCFEST.com. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.